Hi everybody, welcome to StoryZest. I'm your host Ladylon, and for new listeners among us, this is a podcast in which I recite whimsical poems and short stories to brighten up your day, or evening. I keep the episodes short and sweet, cause ain't nobody got time for a long read, no pun intended. So, if you're a lover of charm and slay, stay tuned, because with no further ado, here's a new story bite for you. Let me tell you something about George, who is my second cousin of my brother's mom's side, who took his balloon for a ride. This totally doesn't make sense, hey, but it rhymes, so. Anywho, George is to blame for the mess that happened and got away with it. And it makes me think, why is it that some wrongdoers of accidents sometimes get away with little damage? Hear me out. When George's mama was told that George had been as good as gold, she promised in the afternoon to buy him an immense balloon. And so she did, but when it came, it got into the candle flame and, being of a dangerous sort, exploded. With a loud report, the lights went out, the windows broke, the room was filled with reeking smoke, and in the darkness shrieks and yells were mingled with electric bells, and falling masonry and groans, and crunching as of broken bones, and dreadful shrieks when worst of all the house itself began to fall. It tottered shredding to and fro, then crashed into the street below, which happened to be Savile Row. Oh no. Okay, when help arrived, among the dead were Cousin Mary, little Fred, the footman, both of them, the groom, the man that cleaned the billet room, the chaplain, and the still room maid, and I'm dreadfully afraid that Monsieur Champion, the chef, will now be permanently deaf. Huh? What? And both his aides are much the same, while George, who is in part to blame, received, and you will regret this to hear, a nasty lump behind the ear. That's all. Okay, so the moral is that little boys should not be given dangerous toys. I feel really sorry for Monsieur Champion de Chef and his aides, because now they aren't able to listen to this podcast anymore. I knew they were huge fans. Well, I guess that's life, isn't it? Thank you for taking the time to listen to StoryZest. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Like, support and subscribe. It's for free, and with your support this podcast grows with glee. If you pin back your ears before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a little StoryZest is always a sunny ray. Questions or requests, leave a voice memo, send a DM on the gram to StoryZest, or mail me to storyzestladydawn@gmail.com if you will. Goodbye everybody, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen.